This is JIS News. Coming up, government to provide assistance to two ailing sugar factories. Four judges appointed to serve appeal and Supreme Court, and government pensioners to receive increased payments in April. The news in detail after the break.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. Come April 1, the National Land Agency, NLA, will increase fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increases. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
Now the news. The government is to operate the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney for 3 months to save over 95,000 tons of sugarcane. Speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says the move is to ensure processing of the current cane crop and to rescue the sugar sector in the parish. The Trelawney factory is owned by Everglades Farms Limited, EFL.
The principals of Everglades has indicated that they are in no position to start up the factory due to their financial position and are prepared to allow the government of Jamaica to start up and operate the factory for 3 months to take off the cane in Trelawney.
Minister Samuda says government, through the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings and EFL, has been working out the details of the arrangement. In the meantime, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company has indicated that it will not be able to operate the Money Musk factory in Clarendon next year. Mr. Samuda says the company has cited challenges including high operating costs due to irrigation fueled by the Jamaica Public Service, low productivity, widespread theft, and low cane supply.
Pan-Caribbean has therefore indicated that it wishes to hand over the cane growing operations to independent farmers starting immediately, and the factory to the government of Jamaica for operation next year. We are therefore intensifying our consultations with cane farmers, the principals of Pan-Caribbean, and all the necessary stakeholders to devise a workable plan for the consideration of the cabinet to keep Money Musk working.
The agriculture minister says Pan-Caribbean will, in the meantime, continue to work with the government to generate new revenue streams in partnership with other investors to resume operations of the Money Musk factory in 2018. Government pensioners are set to receive increased payments ranging from $1,100 to $2,000 per month. Making the announcement in Parliament Tuesday, Finance Minister Audley Shaw said persons receiving a pension of $60,000 and up will receive $1,100 per month. Persons receiving under $30,000 will receive an increase of $2,000 per month. Additionally, spouses of deceased government workers will receive an increase of $1,200 per month, while dependents of deceased officers will get $1,700 per month. The rates will take effect in April.
Approximately 35,000 pensioners, including spouses and dependents, paid by the Accountant General Department and other paying agencies, including parish councils and statutory bodies, will be eligible for the increased rate.
Minister Shaw says the increased payments will be retroactive to July 2015. The increase is in keeping with a cabinet agreement that was made in June 1991 to assist government workers with regular pension benefits. And four judges were sworn in Tuesday to serve in the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court. They were sworn in by Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller during a ceremony at King's House. Frank Williams and Carol Edwards will serve as judges of the Court of Appeal. Carolyn Tai will serve as puny judge in the Supreme Court, and Stephanie Jackson Hazley will act as master in chambers. Mr. Fuller is urging the judges to continue to protect the quality and integrity of the judicial system.
To ensure that your actions are fair and balanced, so that you can, at all times, command the respect of Jamaicans at all levels.
Chief Justice Zela McCalla has also called on the judges to continue to exhibit a high standard of professionalism and dedication and exercise efficiency in the dispensation of justice. That was JIS News. I'm Vaughn Davis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.